Blog Talk Radio.
Because we know your heart, Father, we allow this one of yours to you don't need that. You made us to worship because we're praying. We want to work clean hands and pure hearts. Father, we thank you for taking us all to your name, so far. We love our families every day. We thank you for our families, for our communities, our children, every situation that we face this week. We were victorious because of you. We've learned to speak to our mouth. We thank that mouth to move us that way. Because he has the power and the authority. The hands and feet of Jesus to go to the earth and act just like you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you trust us to have your word in our mouth, O Father. We trust you, Lord, to walk before us through the day. We promise to protect our back and our outer side to accomplish. Father, you keep your word. You said you would never leave us or forsake us. And you told us in this time of trouble, we can call on you. Well, Father, living in this world, we're in trouble all day long. But we know that the Father and God is. It is Jesus of Christ. Oh, we love you. We adore you. We're looking forward to a high time, a double joint of the word that will go forth to you and our radio man and those here in the room. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, all that you do. Hallelujah. Europe joined the International Victory Service of the Potter's House. Renew in your mind ministries and international. Thank you, Lord. Our motto is we are co-workers in the kingdom of God. Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verse 1-6. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the prophet's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I rose and went down to the prophet's house, and behold, he was to work on the wheel, and the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the prophet to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Glory to God. Romans chapter 12. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And I submit to you on this sensational, supernatural Sunday that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, to Father the Father, whose face is the Son, and whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, I want to thank all of you here and in radio land for joining this part of God's kingdom. And our challenge to tell at least one person a day that we love them, that God loves them. Hallelujah. You know, just to share that sentiment.
Yes.
Because there's some people in this world, there's some people in this country, there's some people in this state, there's some people in this city, there's some people in this community, there's some people in your family that don't believe that anybody loves them. That's why it's time for us to tell folks that we love them, even if we have to tell them we love them with the love of the Lord, because that's good. Because God's love is infinite. God's love is agape. A period behind the word love. I love you, period. Hallelujah. No conditions. Hallelujah. So we're going to get up in here, and wherever you are, there's more than one place around. You tell them that you love with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Up in here, go get around and hug on your brothers, or at the very least give them a fist bump or a high five, and tell them you love with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love. Love you with the love of the Lord. Love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the love you with the love of the Lord. 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 I can see in you the glory of me, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. What were we thinking? Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Let's all of you and your family of the Lord. Let's all of you and your family of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord.
Stuff was going on,
and you may need it to be something a little different, you know, because in Bible days, you know, they were meeting at everybody's house. You understand?
Right.
They weren't meeting in the synagogue. The, you go to the synagogue, speak to Christ at that time, you might have ended up holding up some tree limbs, you know, and crucified and all that kind of stuff, you know, or having a dinner with the lions, you know, you understand what I'm saying? With the lions and the tigers and all of other beasts, you know, because that's what they did to Christians back in the day. So we may have to adjust, but it's good to know where you're standing. Because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So you got to know what you stand, and you got to know when somebody is not coming from the Word of God. Hallelujah. But anyway, I got off on another tangent. Y'all just excuse the brother. Somebody needs to help the brother out. Hallelujah. 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 Do you know what? There is a scripture that talks about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Where is that found? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to go to the next one. I ain't get y'all tied up in there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What is our battle cry?
Hallelujah. I'm calling the Lord in the power of his might, for Jesus is the Lord.
I do declare that I think the chorus is here in the room. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. You know, there are three steps to the seven pillars of wisdom. What are those three steps? Okay, I'm going to pass that one. It's TSD. Y'all too slow. I got to have some folks to jump in there. I need popcorn in the camp today. I'm sorry about it. A T. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not right, don't do it. TSD. Y'all remember TSD. That is God's memory. TSD.
She
just said it. She wasn't lying. I got to hear it. Now, you know, when you get over 40, you're hearing some people say, I ain't claiming nothing, but some people say when you get over 40 that you're hearing take a hit. I don't know. Pastor Peach, how are you? Elder Cusey?
Yes, sir.
Come on down and get your choice of what you want on this here table. Except for my cell phone. I need my cell phone.
Praise the Lord. It's the Word of God that says we live by faith, not by sight.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all are just precious to me. And I thank God for y'all. Oh, thank you so much. Y'all don't know, but y'all encourage me. When y'all say the word, when y'all say, you know, it just blesses me. Like if I were to ask you the five levels of knowledge, somebody would jump up and say, okay, that's run past that. You know, y'all bless me when I say, well, what are the seven pillars of wisdom? And somebody would jump up and say, Lord, help us, Lord. Come in the room. Come in the room. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I started going back in years. Number one, have a coachable, teachable spirit. Number two, a burning desire to be excellent and please God. Watch out now. Number three, glory to God. Have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Hallelujah. Number four, have a glory to God. A heart of integrity and honesty. Number five, have a loving heart. Number six, have a forgiving heart. And number seven, have a giving heart. Do you know in the Word of God, in Proverbs 9:1, it talks about the seven pillars of wisdom. And you know what? When folk realized the seven pillars of wisdom, you know what what happened? They threw a party. They had a show enough party time. USA, they had a part because they realized the seven pillars of wisdom meant that after the end of all that, we had wisdom. Mm-hmm. Because, and look here, I need to tell you this, see, knowledge is power. Have y'all heard that before? But love knowledge is superpower. Y'all got superpower. I'm going to show y'all how much superpower you got. Did you know that y'all have X-ray vision?
Really?
Yeah, you got, you know what? Ray and science is a beam, a focused beam of light. That's in science. And X in mathematics is the unknown.
Amen.
But guess what? Life is an open book test. You got X-ray vision because you got the book, y'all. y'all say, where was he going with that? Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for his word. You know? Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I need to do one more scripture. Now, we got two scriptures. The faith scripture, our foundation for this ministry. Give me one of them.
Jeremiah 18:1-6.
Yeah, you got it again. All right, someone give me another one.
Glory to God.
There you go.
All right, y'all, come on down. Get another gift. The price is right. Knowing the word of God is right. Knowing what we stand for is right.
Awesome.
There you go. All right, praise God.
And it says, God is within her. She will not fail.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Watch out now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The way, the truth, and the life.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, I love this. I love this. Now, right now, we're going to, I guess we need to get to Pastor Peaches. Because last week we skipped over her with her housekeeping suggestions. Did y'all know that? We were so happy in getting our guests in and stuff and whatever. Hallelujah. But we Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions on this sensational Supernatural Sunday, please.
Thank you for the opportunity to come into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Everybody, take out your Bible. Get ready. Hallelujah. Have it ready for the pastor. Share the word of God. Hallelujah. Take out that composition notebook and the ink and the pencil, your highlighter. Take out your communion element. Hallelujah. It's a meal that heals. Hallelujah. 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 And claim the victory. Hallelujah for yourself, your body. Hallelujah. Anybody that you will stay prostrate for, you may know someone that's in the hospital, someone that's incarcerated, someone for some reason not able to take communion. Hallelujah. You can stand before God for that person. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And watch God give the word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. Thank you. Don't forget to reset those alarms. 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time of starting, hallelujah. We have prayer and praise 7 a.m. every morning. Every morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a difference it makes in your day. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I can't stress it enough. It just sets the whole, it sets the tone for the whole day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., we have Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. Learning the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Awesome. 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 And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., hallelujah, is our Mighty Victory Service. And Sundays at 3 p.m., yes, 3 p.m., hallelujah, is our International Victory Miracle Service. Hallelujah. You have enough time, hallelujah, to rest up from the night before or the day before or whatever. Hallelujah. And still intermittent church every week. Hallelujah. 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 Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org to see what the mission and vision of components that you see. Hallelujah. Praise these other pastors. Hallelujah. Their ministry, that God will continue to bless them, to give out the word of God, to draw all men unto Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We also want you to keep in mind the first Sunday of the month. Hallelujah. Friends and Family Sunday.
Hallelujah.
The first and second Sunday of the month is the Pontiac House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner of yours truly.
Yes.
The third Sunday of the month is our birthday corner with Malachi Mercy. Hallelujah. Honoring the birthdays of the people in the congregation. Hallelujah. With a gift and a card. And on the fourth Sunday of the month, no, the first, second, and third, is our Goodies Youth Club. And they are learning the word of God by the community. Hallelujah. And on the fourth Sunday of the month, they are able to give the whole congregation a review of what they have learned in Goodies Youth Club. We thank God for our young people learning the word of God. Hallelujah. And everyday application that they are able to apply to their life. Hallelujah. That fourth Sunday is also when we have a guest speaker that comes in to break the bread of life. And this month, hallelujah, the month of February, our guest speaker is Evangelist Julie Wong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's find someone else.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be sure to set the alarm. If you aren't able to come to our live service, be sure to set the alarm. Hallelujah. So you don't miss nothing that the word of God is going to bring through this vessel of honor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the spiritual meal, we'll have a natural meal. Hallelujah. Such a brief of the dinner with the saints of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for our building and beautiful houses, beautiful offices and classrooms. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what he's done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for our solid stations in Northeast, Southwest. Hallelujah. Baltimore City. Hallelujah. For our hold down friends. We thank God for being able to bless them on a much larger scale. They can feed them and clothe them and give them jobs when they feel. Hallelujah. We thank God for adding on to the ministry to our homebound friends. Hallelujah. God is doing an awesome job. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we don't want you to forget the first Friday of the month is from 7 to 8 is when we cry out to God for our young people. We have a 60-minute victory prayer line for our children.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
praying for our children and the schools they go to, the administration. Hallelujah. The whole nine yards. We are going before God. We don't want to lose our children. We want to come by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're praying against any and everything that will probably come against them. Hallelujah. This is going to be an awesome year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please thank God for Jesus. That's the first Friday of the month. And then the second Friday of the month is our men's and women's fellowship. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship. And then 7:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. We have an awesome time around the word. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. God is just an awesome God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for all of our postal partners.
Hallelujah.
Everyone that's using. Hallelujah. The post office box is 24554 Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Everyone that's been using our cash app, which is $68-2023, and also our GoFundMe page, which is Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. We have a thank you gift for you. We thank you for blessing us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all that he is doing. And all that he's going to do through this ministry, continue to hold us up in prayer. Hallelujah. As we do the work in the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah.
May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestion on this sensational, supernatural Sunday. To them that believe and are willing to receive. Hallelujah. At this time, after the next text selection, the voice you will hear, the familiar voice, the voice you will be will be of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches Bird with the Pastor's Corner on today.
Hallelujah, 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 you are. God for Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank God for the
the Holy Spirit down in us that allows us to know caution and caution. And sometimes you may be wondering, like, something, the Lord trying to alert me to something that God, what is it? And sometimes you just feel it in your spirit, and you may not know exactly what it is, but there's something up. And God may give you just a drawing up in your spirit, and he may even lead you another way, in another direction. And then sometimes I'm driving, and I know where I'm going, and I know where my turnoff is, and I say, oh, my gosh, I missed my turnoff. It was just like when it was time to turn off, my mind went in another direction, and I missed my turn off. And I said, you know what? Lord, I thank you. Because I don't know what he deterred me from. I don't know what was going on in that direction or whatever. There's been times, I know, when we were growing up, and we would be calling there was a car company that we would call, a hacker company, and they would send us cars to the house to take us to church. And then sometimes the car wouldn't come. Or calling the cab. The cab didn't come. Oh, the cab was delayed. My mother said, don't worry about it.
That's right.
You don't know what God is holding us up from.
Amen.
We don't know what God is holding us up from. And then I remember one Saturday morning I was going to the market to get fruit because we used to, the fourth Sunday of the month, we would go to the place downtown under of the shelter under 83 and 86.
Eighty-three,
and I was going to get the fruit, and it seemed like the Lord just turned the car to go up. I was going to Sam's Club, but the Lord turned the car to go up the street to the supermarket. When I went there to talk to the fruit manager, produce manager, what he was telling me wasn't satisfactory to me, so I just left. God was just using that to deter me from an accident. Then when I was going up Moravia, I saw how a car went out the road and went up on the people's lawn. And the police hadn't gotten there yet, so it just happened.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, I thank you because he protected me.
That's right.
And so therefore, you know, it just pays y'all to have the Holy Ghost. Start just on board, hallelujah. Blessing your day, starting the day out in the morning, hallelujah. So the little distractions, the little signs that come up in the day, and the little caution signs, God, you know what? He already led you and got you another way. There's another caution sign. There was a shooting here. The Lord and us was a caution sign. God has already turned your way. God has already redirected your path. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I think God, a couple of weeks ago, something happened on one of the job, but you know what? I know God didn't make her sick or anything, but that was the day that she stayed home. She didn't feel well. And she said, you know what? I'm just staying home today. And thank God she did. Something happened on the job, and it's just how the Lord has been protecting me even when I was in school. And he would, I know when I was at Douglas High School, the day that I took off, and I loved school. I would cry. I was wanting to cry if I couldn't go to school. And then one day I just felt like, I want to stay home today.
Amen.
And they were just teaching at the school, the day that I stayed home. And I said, oh, my God. And then somebody said, like, oh, did you know what happened? You know what? No, I'll say thank you, Jesus. During the time that I would be in the cafeteria, God protected. I thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We have to just stay covered. Ask God to keep us covered with under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't know where distractions are, but we want to stay in the Word so that God will guard our ears. And he'll guard our heart and guard our eyes. Hallelujah. And there's a song we used to sing with a little, watch your eyes, what you see. Watch your eyes, what you see. There's a Savior up above looking down and sending love. Watch your eyes, what you see.
Yes.
You know, because we don't want things to go in because you can't unsee a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can't unhear a thing. Once you see it, once you hear it, and believe me, our minds and our are just like little tape recorders. Hallelujah. And the devil would love to keep it
use it as a distraction. Hallelujah. And we want all of our members to be sanctified and to bring glory unto God. Hallelujah. 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 And Proverbs 4, 20, starting the 20th verse, it says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes.
Yes.
Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are light unto those that find them and help to all their flesh.
Yes.
Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues
yes.
of life.
Right.
Put away from thee a frozen heart, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Hallelujah. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right or to, turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Hallelujah. And when a horse is running a race, you see them sometimes. I know I've seen on television, haven't actually seen a real horse race, but on television when they're trying to train that horse, they have blinders. They have things on the side that almost and they that horse can't be distracted from something that he sees on the right or left. And so therefore that horse only sees what he that aim, his goal, going for. And that's how we have to be. That's how we have to be. Not looking to the right or to the left. The word of God is in front of us. Jesus is in front of us. And that's what we have to keep in front of us. The word. Sometimes things, the world, things look so enticing, you know, and some things that will make you say, I wonder what that's all about. Sometimes these things of the world, don't even wonder. And don't even wonder.
Amen.
No, indeed. Keep your eyes on the prize, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What he wants for you, he will bring to you.
Yes.
He will lead
Amen.
You, guide you. And sometimes the different things that you want, only you desire, you may not even have the money or finances for it at the time, but don't you know, God can bless somebody, walk right up to you and put
Amen.
It in your hand.
Amen.
And even wondering like, oh my Amen. God, how do you know I want to get? How did you know I want? No, they may not have known it, but God did.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
God will put something on somebody else's heart, and they're thinking that they're out shopping for themselves, but the Lord would drop something. That person will be desiring something. They say, I like this. This is sharp. And then after all, when they get it home, their taste is totally changed. Man, the one I want to know about is what do you mean? I don't like this. I don't like this. But then the Lord dropped somebody else in your spirit, and it's just what they wanted. It's just what they desired. Hallelujah. And then when you give it to them, they say, oh, my goodness, that's just what I wanted. And therefore, you see, if you didn't buy it for yourself, you bought it for someone else. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy is everlasting. And he is just so sweet. Hallelujah. 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 To be encouraged, hallelujah, to live for the Lord, hallelujah, to just to praise God in the morning, in the noontime, hallelujah, at night, hallelujah, God is so good, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he will, he'll drop in your spirit where the caution signs are.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. He'll let you know, no, darling, you don't want this job. You go another direction. I got something better for you.
Amen.
I got something better for you.
Amen.
Sometimes we think we want this, thus and so, or ABC, and God's saying, no, I got something better for you.
Amen.
You just sit back and chill and wait. Hallelujah. And sometimes we're knocking on doors and we think we want to enter in, and God has a caution sign behind that door. And he says no. And sometimes we wonder, like, well, why won't this go through? What?
Yeah.
Why won't this? Nope. God has something better. God is already in the future. He knows what is going to be behind that door. So therefore, he's going to watch over his children and protect us. Hallelujah. Even when we don't know we need protection.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That's why we just got to submit out every day, out every minute unto him. But he cares for us.
Cares.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Amen. Ooh.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the movement of His Spirit in this place already. And thank God for the meal that healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know there's a scripture in Psalms. This is how the scripture is basically saying, and I think it's Psalm 24:1. I'm not sure, but I think it's, if it had not been God on our side, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the meal that heals, y'all. It's a confirmation meal about the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, our text is 1 Corinthians, 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. In the text, it says to examine yourselves, and we do that in the light of the Word of God. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. As we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we give ourselves to hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. We forgive ourselves. We forgive ourselves. We forgive ourselves. We forgive ourselves. There are no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Again, we examine ourselves in the light of the word of God. And for so cool, Isaiah 53 and 5. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24. B. With his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22. B. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5. B. He washed our sins in his own blood. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew 26, 28. We have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus. Through his blood, our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we put it away, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text on today, says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many creepers. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily, because we rightfully desire the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, glory to God, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before your life or death. Blessed be Jesus. Choose life if you and your children shall live. Psalm 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke it out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper with you with it. If there's one thing you put above yourself, oh God, it's your word, Lord. It's your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Psalms 138:2 says, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. We're going to do this again. We're going to lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless the northern, specify the elements. In Jesus' name, for all things. On the same night, Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he thanked the Lord. He broke it and declared, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. St. Luke 4:18-19. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Declare, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing in every system, in our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the toes of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. We thank the Lord for cancer disappearing. We thank the Lord for tumors dissolving. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for new knees, new kidneys, new spleens, new livers, new hearts, new lungs. We thank the Lord for new hips. Hallelujah. New toes, new feet. Hallelujah. New eyes. New ears. We thank the Lord for blood-borne pathogenic diseases disappearing, Lord. We thank the Lord for arthritis disappearing, for the glucose levels coming to normal, high blood pressure coming to normal. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, the word. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 2 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody needs to say, I am your child, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you said that healing was the prayer of your children, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I receive your healing now in Jesus' name. I receive your healing right now. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Rapha. You the God that takes sickness from the midst of your people. I receive your healing now. I stand in the gap for others, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing today, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my boy, my boy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said, God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together and be justified, and we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of each of another world
shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood. And today we remember you, Lord. For those who say, we thank you, Lord. And that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our loved ones, our jobs, our families, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our steps and mistakes, our faux-pas and failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we worship and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell of the hex and eviction. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our families, every spell of the hex and eviction. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, that brings to nil, replaces, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak to every man, woman, boy, girl in our families and our fellow families according to Job chapter 22, verses 27 and 28. Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom of God. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling, and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Pastor Kiki. Hallelujah. What time is it now? Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. More love to be afraid. More love to be. Now hear me while I pray. Oh, look at me. This is my honest plea. More love, oh Christ, to thee. More love to thee. More love to thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires
up, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again. Let them all speak to me. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today, Lord. Heal the one, deliver the one, set the captives free, save. Fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Touch these lips of clay, that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Satan, we serve you notice right now. We curse you from the roof and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the good seed sown today. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessings. And we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Everyone said,
amen.
Everyone said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I want to take a trip back in history. Can I take a little trip in history, y'all?
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. It was 1619. And the first African slaves were brought to America. Now, some say there were 20, some say there were 29. We really don't have a actual number through the research that I was doing and some other people were doing for me. One thing that is thought is that most of those slaves were male. And we could understand why they would be in an agrarian society. They had to go out and till the field and deal with whatever outside. And so that was 1619. They perpetrated a strategy to make sure that the male was always under the authority of the master. That made them feel like they were less than him. They mocked them and called them all kinds of names. They put them in squalid conditions to make sure that they not only were told that they were less than human, but they were living as if they were less than human. Marching through the years, this strategy continues to play. To come up to today, one of the greatest problems that we face today in the African American community is men not standing up. The weight of years and decades and centuries of degradation and persecution and dehumanizing has its consequences in its soul. Pastor Peaches, you better read the address right now before we go on in prayer.
Genesis 4:9, Luke 18:1. Ephesians 4:29, Galatians 6:2, 3 John 1:2, 2 Corinthians 9:6-7, Luke 6:38, Proverbs 3:27, and Hebrews 13:1.
Hallelujah. Now. Oh, the message that I want to share is usually shared once or only twice a year. Often it's shared around Father's Day or Grandparents' Day. But we seem to focus on other things, which I'm not saying it's bad. Lost in the sauce is the male of the speech. And so you run into a lot of homes in our communities that there's no male there, unless it's children. You run into a lot of new businesses, believe it or not, in the African-American community, and it's no male there. Through the years, those that were the masters did not feel really threatened by the female. They felt threatened by the male. They felt intimidated by the male. So their strategy from the beginning until today has been to make them feel less than what they were. Call them out of their name. Calling a 75-year-old man a boy. Just for a little while today, I'd like to speak on a subject to help a brother out. Hallelujah. Neighbor or neighbor, the title of today's message is Help a brother. I need at least one person to repeat that. Neighbor, oh neighbor, help a brother out. There are three ways that I have discovered us to really help a brother out. Number one way is to pray. You know the 9 types of prayer, y'all know that. Hallelujah. Prayer of petition or faith. Prayer of agreement. Prayer of supplication. Prayer of dedication and consecration. Prayer of praise, worship, and thanksgiving. Prayer of casting all your care in front of the Lord. Prayer of united, or what they call corporate prayer, intercessory prayer, and praying in the Spirit. Now, I hope y'all got that down. You got your conversation over. But somewhere along
lives.
You need to pray for the man.
Pray for the male of the species, y'all. Don't wait till Father says it was the third Sunday in June. Don't wait for Grandparents Day. Was that in September, something like that, October? But now, time to pray for our men. Don't join the court. Oh, ain't no good men out here. Oh, men ain't standing up for what they're supposed to do now. No! You pray the solution, not the problem, y'all. Help a brother out. Number two, show them mentor Christian living in front of them, ladies. Don't beat them up. That's like them getting mugged by the mother and you going and helping out the mother. Show the love of Christ. Mentor Christ. Mentor Christian living to the men. Show them Christ through what your relationship to them. Don't talk harshly to them. Because they had that in the master's day. He would yell and scream at them. And so you're yelling and screaming at them, guess what? You're taking the place of your master. And you're putting the brother down. Help a brother out, y'all. Go work this kid. You know, we have so many programs now, this thing, that thing, helping women. And I'm not knocking that. That's all good. But I want to see as many programs helping the brother up, lifting the brother up,
amen,
building the brother up.
All right.
Help a brother out. Y'all. What else can you do? The third thing. And I haven't even got this scripture yet, Jesus. And the long time went off. No. Third thing is plant seeds. See, all of us got greatness in us. Sometimes we got to water those seeds.
Amen. Yeah.
You do not water the greatness in a man by throwing hot water on him or throwing, I'm not going to say it, but you can't have them grow and grow.
Amen.
By throwing darkness on him, y'all.
Amen.
Help a brother out. And your prayer, you have to pray for children. Pray especially for your male children because they are put down. If you're listening to this broadcast and you're married and you are female and your husband works and he's out, I'm going to tell you what he faces on the job. Degradation, put down, belittled, made fun of. And he comes home. He needs some seeds. It will help him grow and straighten up and feel like he's worth something. Don't you raise your voice at him. You might want to. You might even want to smack him out of the face because he came home late or he stopped by the bar before he got home. Was that right? No, maybe not. But don't knock him. See, the reason why grandma and granddad and great-granddad went through what they went through is because grandma
She had to hold a family together, her seven children, with chewing gum and glue. Because daddy was put down so bad that he stopped by the bar and drank some of that money up. And he came home half drunk. But grandma told children, he's still your daddy. You respect him. And she ministered to him in spite of smelling the alcohol. Help a brother out. This world that we live in is putting down everybody of color. Because they want to see the superior. The other folks want to feel superior. But it's not all of them. Martin Luther King said, you don't judge a person by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Hallelujah. When you find someone who's helping a brother out, applaud them too. Hallelujah. Pray for them too. Because men have gone through a whole lot. Y'all wonder why men don't want to go to the doctor. You almost have to force them to go. Earlier, we were used as guinea pigs, you understand? They tried all kinds of things. Done it, testing all those places. And so we reluctant to go to the doctor. Encourage to pray for their healing. Help a brother out, y'all. Don't let them walk this road by themselves. Have compassion for the brothers too. Don't be like some folks if you see somebody who's a person of color, oh, that's a thug, just because of their color. Judge them by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. There's some white thugs going around. There's some yellow thugs, there's some brown thugs going around. There's some black thugs. But everybody ain't like that, y'all. Help a brother out. Sow good seeds to the men. And you start when they're young. Don't tell the boy, you just like your father. Your father wasn't worth nothing. You ain't going to be worth nothing. What are you doing? You're crippling your children before they have a chance to flap their wings. Help a brother out, y'all. Put some good seeds in your children. The seed you sow is the crop you got. Put good seeds. Call good names. They used to tell the children, don't call the children bad names. If you want to call them a name, call you a little doctor, you little lawyer, you little entrepreneur, you. Build them up. Lift them up. Don't wait till one time a year. Hallelujah. This week is Valentine's Day. And some of us are prejudiced. Because every time we think of Valentine's Day, you know what we think about, don't you? The woman. What about the man? Talk a brother out, y'all. The man. I thought it was two in a relationship. I don't know. The man and the woman. Hallelujah. And I'm not knocking this now. The woman comes down the aisle, pomp and ceremony. Everybody, hey, what a beautiful dress. And that's good. That's right. The man has walked from the side office, just walked to the front. Nobody clapping, nobody cheering. Like he's an altar man. Help a brother out, y'all. See, we got to change our way of thinking about the brother. You got to understand, it hurts. They may not say a word. But when you exalt one above the other, it hurts. And then sit back there, oh boy, I wish they paid a little attention to me too, like it did to my wife, my mother, or my sister. Help a brother out, y'all. Oh, Jesus. Give me the first sister. What's the first sister?
Oh, my Genesis 4:9. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I thy brother's keeper?
That's the question you ought to be asking yourself. You know what the answer is? Yes. Help a brother out, y'all. She'll cut it off. Now, the word of God didn't say, look here, owe no man but to love him. It just say, owe no woman but to love him. Love the man too. Give me another scripture. I better hurry up with this.
Luke 18:1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to say.
You got a praying man in your house. You better pat him on the back and pray with him. You better jump up and down, throw both hands and holler. Who is the God? You better celebrate. Because he realizes who he really is. A child of the king. Child of the king. Child of the king. Anyway. See, when a man realizes who he is, where he came from, why he's here, and what he can do, and where he's going, you've got something good on your hands. But you keep beating them up like other folks do. You keep putting him down. Ain't no good man out here. I mean, a false enlightenment ought to come near you. Don't hit you because you don't pray that. Near you when you say that. And next thing out of your mouth, say, I'm looking for husband. Well, you say no good men out here. So I just said, you may as well stop looking.
Amen.
Loose lips.
Thank you.
Give me another scripture. I done messed up. I done passed up.
No
corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that may minister grace unto the ears. Stop. You can't stop right there because that's the end. That's not just to the women, y'all.
Amen.
I'm not knocking the women because glory to God. Not to be here without the woman, is that right?
Amen.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the woman.
Amen.
So we might not get that, but look here, y'all. Y'all got to even the field. And first, my Bible says that God created the man. And then the woman was taken out of the man. The first thing he said, whoa, man. Yeah, she was looking fine, you know. But anyway, both of them. So when God took his rose water and drove Adam and Eve out of the garden, he drove Adam and Eve out of the garden. You know, he didn't leave Adam or Eve in the garden, he drove them both out of there. They both were equally wrong. But they can be equally right. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
Galatians 6:2. Therefore, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Understand what I'm sharing with you about the male of the temple, brother, out. He's been put down all day. All week, been going through. Help a brother. Burn his face. Help a brother out, y'all. Give him some seed. Give him grace. You know what grace means? Unmerited favor. Grace means maybe you didn't deserve it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. You come home. Have a glass of lemonade. That's the good baby. I heard you drive up and hear the glass of lemonade, your flippers. And, you know, that's helping a brother out. And plant some good seeds. Because the seeds you sow,
you grow.
Y'all been paying attention up in here. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture, Lord Jesus.
3 John 1, 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
That's for all you, not just for you ladies. It's for the men too. God wants all of you, all of your entire family to prosper. You know, there was a saying many years ago when I was coming up, when I was a little boy. I haven't heard it that often lately, but it says, the family that prays together stays together.
Amen.
Yep. It says the wife that prays, it's the family, that's the husband and the wife. And the children, all 12 of them, all how many? Give me another scripture, Lord.
2 Corinthians 9:6-7.
Mm-hmm.
But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. 7 verse, every man according as he purchases in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
God gonna love you when you give to that man, that brother. Help a brother out, y'all. He said, well, he might take what I'm giving him and go buy some drugs or go and get some alcohol. The Bible talks about sowing. He didn't say sow here. If the right place, he said, just keep sowing. And they found the right place where they sowed a good ground. But see, the harvest, you think you're blessing that person. You're actually blessing yourself. Because the sower is the one that got the harvest, did you know that? The sower got the harvest.
Right.
Help a brother out, and you're going to get a harvest. You've been looking for a harvest, but you've been talking down to your brother. The brothers on the street or the brothers in your family. You've been talking down to the brothers. You've been talking about them in a bad way. And yet, Lord, can you bless me? Well, you got to move your lips out of my way and then I can help you. Because loose lips. Give me another scripture.
38.
Give and it shall be given unto you. Mm-hmm. Good measure, mm-hmm. pressed down, mm-hmm. and shaken together,
mm-hmm.
and money over, mm-hmm. shall men give it to your bosom. For with the same measure that you eat, withal it shall be measured to you again. Good. Help a brother out. You're going to get blessed. But it's not going to come to you like you gave it. It's going to be heaped up, taken together, and run it over.
Yes.
So I recommend strongly that you get some good seed. Plant some good seed. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Because whatever you do will come back to you multiplied. Help a brother out. Give me another scripture.
Proverbs 3:1-7. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due. When it is in the power, excuse me, for when it is in the power of thy hand to do it.
You know, one of my golden nuggets one day was, what's easy to do is also easy not to do. And what that means is that the brother comes up to you and says hi. And you say, What are you speaking to me? You just say hi. God bless you. Jesus is Lord. See, that'll come back to you. But you do put your hand on your. I don't know how that's gonna come back to you or what form it's gonna, but that's coming back to you. But whatever, did I say whatsoever?
Yeah.
Right. Give me another one. That's the one.
Thank you.